I am the one known as Jeshua ben Joseph. Jesus, you have called me. And it is in great joy that I come to abide with you this evening in your timing, as you have chosen once again to call me for it. Have you not felt the great joy of speaking with my earthly father, Joseph? Could you not feel the exhilaration, the great love that is of the fifth dimensional awareness? It has energized you. The bodies, as you came into this place in this evening, were a bit tired, a bit depleted, and yet there was an upliftment, a feeling of excitement, even, that rippled through as my earthly father, Joseph, was speaking with you. There was an aliveness that came from the place within that you said, yes, I can resonate with that. I feel it. I'm not quite sure that the mind understands it, then the mind does not have to understand it. But you could feel it within the heart of you. For in truth, the mind is but the servant of the heart. That which is felt in the heart, then you use the mind to bring it into manifest expression. Oftentimes you will get it turned around the other way and you think that the mind has to control the heart. But it is not that way. The heart. Out of the heart come the issues of life. You have that saying. I would speak with you now more about fifth dimensional awareness, consciousness, and how you are ready and will be moving into that space already. You have been moving in and out of it for a couple of months or longer, even before we have met in this way, in this gathering. You have been moving in and out of it as you have been willing to ask for holy vision and to say, I will look upon things in a new way. How can I see this differently? And so you have been moving in and out of fifth dimensional awareness already. But by the time you reach the next, what you call 6 months of your timing and before that, you will be abiding most of the time in fifth dimensional awareness. That will not be denying the reality of brothers and sisters who still are held in third dimensional reality. And it will not deny that which you see intuitively and understand intuitively in the fourth dimensional awareness. But you will be able to remove yourself from much of the drama to come to a place of peace, a place where you understand that all is already completed and there is nothing that you have to do. All you will want to do is to abide with a smile on the face and to be in love, the Christ of you greeting the Christ of the other one, and to abide in love, the simplicity of it, and to behold the miracles then that come forth from that love. For truly, you have a saying in your holy scriptures, he goes before me to make the crooked places straight. And it is not a he, but an it. It goes before you to make the crooked places straight. And it is in truth the divinity of you, it is the fifth dimensional awareness, the master of you, that goes before you to take all of the crooked places out, if you will allow it, to make it easy, effortless, to express even in third dimensional limited reality. You will be abiding in the next few months of your timing more and more in the place of beholder, in a place of loving that which you see. There is going to be, in what you call the next 5 months of your timing, let me see where. No, four. 4 months of your timing, there are going to be occurrences happening into the fifth month that much of the separated ego is going to give you opportunity to look at in various perspectives. There is much happening within the collective and on what you call the world front that is going to be transpiring to the place of some completion for ones who want to play the chess games. So you are going to behold occurrences and events. The separated ego will judge to be horrific or tragic. And yet you are not going to see it that way. It will be as if you walk a blessed path, and truly it is and will be. You will acknowledge that there are others caught up in the drama because they have agreed that they will play certain roles, the same as you have agreed that you will play certain roles. And your heart, the compassionate heart, will go out to them in support of what they have agreed they will complete. But you, for yourself, you will feel that there is a bubble, if you will, of blessedness around you. And in truth, there always is a bubble of blessedness around you. But you will be much more aware of it. And you will see the greater picture of how everything does serve the atonement. You may be called on to take some action, to send aid, to help ones. You may have guidance that asks you to be physically active, to help ones. And or you will be called upon to send the help from the fifth dimension understanding to support them in the one mind, in your prayers, in other words, meditations. Always you will be doing that. But sometimes there will be the action that you will take on the physical level as well to help ones. It will be easy for you. In other words, there won't be a question about should I or shouldn't I. It will be immediately apparent as to what you are being asked to do. The inner self of you will suggest and you will respond. So it is not something you have to sit here now and prepare for. You will know what to do. You have the technology of the communication where you can be in communication even on the third dimensional awareness plane with ones to support them and to organize with like mind the vibratory upliftment of prayer, meditation, of realization of truth that will go very far in alleviating some of the old beliefs that have been held so strongly. You will be able, and you will see, you will experience the manifest effects of visualizing a blanket of peace coming over a certain area, and it will happen. So you may be called upon to do that. You may be called upon to send the physical blankets to ones who need something like that. You will know. It will not be, as I said, something you have to prepare for and think about ahead of time. There will be an outpouring of requests for aid, and there will be an outpouring of the aid in all different forms. And there will be a rejoicing that you will do from fifth dimensional awareness, not third, because at first it is going to not appear to be all that beneficial, and yet it is and will be. So there will be much that will be coming to your awareness, much that will be coming to light. You already have the hints about it. You already, in your last 2 years of timing, you have seen much of upheaval and decisions that were made that seemingly spoke not what your heart would dictate, but spoke from the place of separation yet. And there will be more of that that you will see. For your world and your world leaders are much the same as they were in the world that we shared together 2,000 years ago in third dimensional reality, where there is the feeling of separation and conflict and need to defend and need to take over with temporal power. But that is coming to a completion. So I speak to you in this evening of these things so that when they happen, you will not be in a place of confusion. I will give unto you that which has been promised to you in your ancient writings and your scriptures. I will send unto you the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, and I will send it to you because it is already you. It is already with you. The Comforter will be your awareness of fifth dimensional consciousness, where you will behold things from a different perspective, and it will give you comfort. And the Holy Spirit, you will be very aware of the Spirit of Wholeness at work as you view it from fifth dimensional consciousness. Not just third dimensional that says this is all there is with the blinders on, but fifth dimensional that says, look, this is all working together in a most wonderful tapestry to bring the collective that has been sleeping, forgetting, to a place of wanting to know wholeness. And the Holy Spirit is going to be, and has been already, never has been absent, couldn't be because it is you in action, but the Holy Spirit is going to be very active and very much with you because you are going to be acknowledging it. Not as a separate entity. For a long time in your religious philosophical thinking, there has been the belief that the Holy Spirit was somehow an amorphous whatever energy out there, separate from you, and that if you were lucky enough and you knew the right words, you might get the Holy Spirit to come in here and straighten everything up for you. Well, it doesn't work that way immediately. You are straightening it up yourself as the Spirit of Wholeness at work in even the third dimensional reality. That is how powerful you are. So you will have with you the Comforter, as has been promised, for I will not leave you comfortless. And you will have very much the awareness of the Holy Spirit at work in all of the events and circumstances, as you will allow yourself the willingness, allow yourself to look upon everything with new vision. For everything in truth is happening as you have decreed it would. In again, as my earthly father Joseph just spoke to you, in cycles. For this is not the first time that there has been the coming of a new age. This is not the first time that there has been a working through the different dimensional awarenesses to the place of the realization of the Master, the Christ. You have done this over and over, sort of like a harvesting, if you will, but not by a harvester outside of yourself. You have been harvesting yourselves into a new place where you have been in the fullness, the ripeness of the fruit of you, coming to that place where you have been ready for the harvest, and you have harvested yourself to the next level of understanding. So you have come through many of these cycles, you individually, because you have been willing to awaken. Now you have been willing to come back again to serve. And the collective itself has gone through evolution after evolution in order to know completion with all of the different roles that could possibly be played and all of the improv that could possibly be created. And as you begin to think about that a bit, you understand the enormity, the vastness of the possibility of improv, which is why there have been so many of the cycles, because ones have said, okay, that was good, I like that, we played that really well. We even had the applause of the masters, you, as you got to the fifth dimensional awareness once again. And then you said, well, let's go back and play certain of those things over again. And I want to play it with a certain different nuance of something. So, creative one that you are, you restructured, whatever form, and in this reality, third dimensional reality, you restructured, recycled another physical vehicle, the body, and another personality with traits and abilities, desires, emotional and otherwise, and you have brought that into the expression to play with the brothers and sisters in a certain sandbox, the third dimensional sandbox, once again. For the sheer joy of it, but that part of it has been forgotten. That part has been as a footnote to the scripting, and not everybody has gone to read the footnote. Now, you're being reminded. There's a footnote. To be in joy about what you are playing, every role of it. You come into this gathering and there is great joy as you see each other. You have come from various locations and made trek, some many miles, to come to be together, to be in the presence, the holy presence of each other, and the joy that that brings. And you have planned for some time, or perhaps not for so long, but you have planned to be together once again, and you have said, I want to be with ones of like mind, of like heart. I want to be in that vibration that is so uplifting, that is healing. I want to have the mind teased with ideas, and more than that, I want to have the heart touched and opened, and I want to give forth the love that I am. And I want others who also want to be in that space so that we can be in joy together as the true community of the One. So that is what you are creating here in these evenings, being together. And those of you within the sound of my voice, you are part of it as well. Even though you may not have the physical body in this room, you are participating in the joy of the true community, the communion of One. It is a time now when you will be finding yourself, yes, attending to earthly details, worldly details. But it is a time also when you are going to move back and forth into new understanding of who you are, what you are, and how you want the rest of this lifetime and any others to be. And you are the one who is scripting it, so you are the all-powerful one. Now, as I spoke to you in the previous evenings, I spoke that what I gleaned from my teachers, the masters with whom I studied, I give to you the practical how-tos, for there were many practices that I did to the place where it became quite natural to think in a different way, to view what was happening in a different way. When first I agreed to the incarnation that is now so famous, the one as Yeshua, there was a certain plan that was set out, again with plenty of space for improv, as you have planned yours this lifetime with certain things you said you would do. But within those parameters, which are quite wide, there is a lot of room for improv. You have had free will for the improv. It was suggested to me that I would come and walk as a man, to grow up as a little boy, and to learn from masters who would share with me their revelations and what had been written in the ancient texts, and that there would be certain nurturing community and community of thought that would nurture my own remembrance. For I said, as you have said, I will set aside temporarily all that I know in order to assume the cloak of forgetfulness and to walk as a human once again, to be incarnate. And so as a small one, as you did when you were small, there was a knowing of allness and a feeling of joy, innocence about life. But I had agreed that I would know totally the human experience once again. For in truth, that lifetime was not the only lifetime I have ever had upon our Holy Mother, the Earth. This is a planetary body that is most beautiful. And I have often come and lived lifetimes, long and short, upon this planetary body, because the vibration of light upon this body and within this body is most powerful and attractive. And so as I grew in worldly wisdom and in stature, there was a setting aside of the allness of fifth dimensional awareness, so that then I went to my teachers and I said, remind me of how it is as a master. Remind me. And so there were reminders, there were teachers and teachings given to me and experiences. And as I grew older, I traveled to far lands to study with masters in far lands, because there were ones who had different perspective to give to me than the ones in my own geographical location where my growing up was. I traveled a good bit in that lifetime. And then I returned to what I would call my homeland, the place of my birth, the place of my family in that lifetime, to share that which I found so exciting and so freeing, to give to those who were willing to hear the remembrance, I am come that you may know life and to know it more abundantly. Because I knew life abundantly, having traveled, having studied, having seen much more than just the village and the geographical communities where I had been as a lad. I knew a freedom, an exciting freedom, that I was willing to share with ones. And as I have told you before, my thinking, as you have done, when I would think about the future days of that lifetime, I thought perhaps I would gather to myself a group such as you. And I did, the disciples. And the disciples were more than 12. And they were more than just men. There were women disciples as well, many, many women. And the disciples numbered much more than 12. There was a great group of disciples who were committed to wanting to know that which I had to share with them. And my imaging of what I thought that lifetime would be, that I would attract to myself ones who were willing to hear, as you are now, the exciting truth of being, just being, the extension of the Father and the love, the contagious love that is so healing. And I thought perhaps I would either do that in my native land, or perhaps I would take the group to a far-off place where we could quietly spend some years in the celebration of life. But as you know from the story, that was not to be. There was a bit of improv that was thrown in there, and the scripting was changed and became a demonstration of the eternal over what seemed to be life in its limited form. Now, I didn't know, as I was yet allowing myself to be in third dimensional thinking, I didn't know how all this was going to turn out. You have a writing in your scriptures that even the night before the crucifixion, I prayed unto the Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. In other words, Father, if there's a plan B, let's go to it. Let's do something different. I knew how to slow down the bodily functions and how to allow the spirit, the consciousness of myself, to rise above the body. I had trained with masters in the far lands who would allow the body to be on what you call the pilot light, to be alive. And yet the consciousness and the beingness of them would travel somewhere else and manifest form, either physical form, because that was quite possible to do, or light being form somewhere else, to be in gatherings. You do that now, but it is a little more, it seems to be a bit more of the intermediate process of getting on the airplane, and you travel to certain places, but that in itself is a miracle. Or you get in your vehicles and you travel somewhere, and you take the physical body in that way. So I knew how to remove the consciousness from the body, but I did not know how to decease the body completely and then to resurrect it, which seemed to be what was being required, asked of me to do. So I'm saying this to you so that you understand that where you find yourself now, there is a thin veil, as there was for me, between where you know you are going and yet how to get there, and what is required is the trust, the faith, to believe in what we have been speaking of in the last few evenings, fifth dimensional awareness, consciousness, being the realized master once again. That seems in some ways a goal that can be a bit farther out, and yet there is a resonance, as we have spoken of it, a resonance within that says, yes, I can understand that, I feel that, I know that that can be, but I'm not quite sure exactly how to get there. I did not know exactly how all of this was going to play out. So after I had prayed, Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me, and there wasn't any other plan B suggested to me, then I said, thy will be done. And yes, I did say it with trust and faith, and also with the fingers crossed. Not literally. But there was a part of me that said, okay, I will take the deep breath literally and symbolically, and I will go forth as the Christ Master that I know myself to be, as you are now trusting that in the next few months of your timing you are going to move into that place. So I did not deny third dimensional reality. When I was upon the cross, I knew very well third dimensional reality. I could see the suffering of the ones who felt that they were being abandoned, that they didn't understand how, if I could heal others, that, and as a footnote here, I didn't heal others. It was a realization within themselves that brought about the healing. But their thinking was that if I was a great rabbi, a healer, teacher, that surely I could change things and save myself to come down from the cross. But that wasn't in the plan. And I removed my consciousness from the body so that there was not physical suffering. Now, you have been taught in your religious philosophical teachings for so long that I suffered on the cross, and that it is necessary for you to suffer the slings and arrows, and that the more you suffer, the greater your reward in heaven. But I say unto you, that is not necessary. Your reward is already with you. It is not a goal, something waiting for you afar off. And in truth, if you spend time focusing upon the suffering, it is most likely that when you release the body, there will still be a tad bit of the belief in suffering that you will take with you. Therefore, in the next few months, allow yourself to live in the possibility, probability, and reality of fifth dimensional awareness, the realized master of you that lives in love and in trust. Even when there is improv thrown in, know it all to be good. I would do with you now just a short meditation, as my teachers did with me. So allow yourself to be comfortable. And take the deep breath that is so energizing and allows the peace to come. Visualize yourself walking along a most beautiful valley with a stream. Walking along the stream, and you are in this beautiful green valley, surrounded on both sides with the hills and the mountains, some of them snow-covered. And you look from the bed of the stream up to the highest point of the snow-covered mountain, and you have certain perspective of how that looks. You see the stream, you see your feet in the stream, the rocks, the pebbles, you feel the water as it rushes by over the toes and the ankles. And you feel how that reality is. And you step out of the stream onto the green grass, and you feel how the grass feels on the feet. It has been warmed by the sunshine, and you feel the warmth between the toes, warming up the toes that have been cold in the cold stream water. And you begin to walk in the grass, the soft meadow grass. And you look up at the tallest mountain where the snow still covers. And there is certain perspective that you have of how it looks from the valley. And now in your imagination, allow yourself to lift up to that point of the mountain and to stand in the snow. Feel your feet again cold in the snow. Not to the place of frozen, but to feel the sensation of snow. And to look down at the valley. And to see, to trace the stream, the passage of the stream, how it winds in and out, and to see the trees where they grow in clumps in the grass in the meadow, and see the foothills, how they rise up gently, and look at the stream from that perspective, and see the dynamic quality of the flow, and feel the dynamic quality of the snow upon which you stand. And in the next instant, allow yourself to be back in the valley and the grass, looking up at the peak and the snow, barely making out even in your imagination where the footprints have been. And then in the next instant, allow yourself to stand in those footprints again, looking down at the valley. A new perspective. Allow yourself to see the whole of the valley. For when you are in the valley, you are very much caught up in the pebbles of the stream and the flowing water and the grass and the clumps of the trees, and sometimes you cannot see past the clumps of trees, how they make certain patterns. But from the perspective of the mountaintop, you look down and you see the patterning of the trees. And you see how the stream nourishes the trees, nourishes all of the meadow and the valley. And you watch the various animals that come to drink at the stream. And in the next moment, you are down there standing next to the deer. And in the next moment you are up on the mountaintop again. Easily changing perspective. Now taking another deep breath, allow yourself to come back to this consciousness, this room, the consciousness of this personality being that you are. Do you see how easy it is to change perspective? In an instant, you can be in the valley with all of the drama that is going on, all of the details, not being able to see perhaps the horizon because there are trees in the way. But in the next instant, you can see yourself on top of the mountain and see the perspective from the top of the mountain. And you can watch how everything plays together. It is as easy as that. When you go out from this dwelling place, on your morrow perhaps, or in this evening, look up to the mountains, the most beautiful mountains that surround this lovely place. And visualize yourself at the top of that mountain, looking down to this meeting room. And see how the perspective changes. How you take in more of the whole picture. For when you are here, this valley is most wonderful, and the stream that runs through it is most wonderful, beautiful to behold. And all of the buildings, the architecture, very beautiful to look at detail and to see the people and the interaction of the people and the village shops and everything, the hustle and bustle that is going on. As you will allow yourself in the imagination, the visualization, to place yourself on the mountaintop, you will still see much activity. You will see what is going on, but you will have more of the picture, the whole of how everything weaves together. And if, as you stand on that mountaintop, instead of seeing details, you watch the energy, the colors, the energy flow, you will begin to see the most wonderful tapestry of the interchange of how everything works together. So practice that. Practice seeing the detail of the rocks and the pebbles in the stream, and then practice seeing the perspective from the top of the mountain and how it looks from there. Look at the valley, and then turn around 360, 180 degrees and view the view from the top of the mountain the other way. What is the other way? And then, most wonderful ones, you have made for yourself the possibility of going up there and having the view not only in the imagination and the visualization, but the view from the top as well. Yes, and you can see. It is very much like that of moving from third dimensional reality to fifth awareness. You see the rocks and pebbles, you see the activity, the daily drama, all of the detail of the architecture, and everything that is most beautiful in third dimensional reality, and perhaps sometimes not judged to be beautiful. And then you move to the perspective of fifth, to the mountaintop. And you view not only what you know to be the details, but you view the energy patterns. And that allows you then the holy vision. That transports you from the place where you were looking at everything with a nose right in it, to the place where you begin to see and understand how everything works together. Even the laughter and the talk and chatter of the children. Know you they are in great joy? They are expressing the Christ energy. Allow yourself that exercise to play with it, for it is fun to do. And any time you find yourself too closely caught up in drama, allow yourself the view from the top. And do not judge from the top. Do not say, oh, well, that should be changed, that building should be moved, or whatever. Do not judge, but just look from the top and see how everything works together and view it in love. For truly, you are the ones creating. And you have looked upon it and called it good. Now, beloved ones, you have a certain exercise that we often practice in our gatherings for this evening and until 10 a.m. in your next morning, an exercise which is part of the discipline of silence and the power in silence. So when you leave this room, allow yourself to abide in silence until 10 a.m. in your morning. If you need to communicate with others who will not understand that you are keeping silence and would take your behavior of non-responding to be rude, then communicate with them, yes. Do not deny the communication if it is necessary. But as much as is possible, abide in silence and feel the power that is in silence and in new perspective. Remove yourself from the detail of third dimension to the place of fifth. Now, if you have one with whom you are dwelling who does not understand what you are practicing, you can choose to communicate with the writing, or you can speak unto them that there is a practice that you are doing, as much as is possible, to keep silence. Now, for some of you, there are going to be details that you have to attend to, so that there will need to be communication. And that is, of course, permitted. This is free choice. But it is also a discipline to see how much silence you can keep and how much power there is in silence and how much power of communication there is in eye to eye and heart to heart. For the world will speak to you that you must use words, and yet words and concepts get in the way of what you truly mean to convey, to communicate. So allow yourself the communication in silence as much as is possible. You will get to be quite creative. I have seen you in past years. A lot of the sign language, a bit of the writing of notes as is necessary, a lot of the smiles and the eye contact. You know how to communicate. But keep the silence until 10 a.m. in your morning as much as is possible. For there is power in silence, and there is power in discipline. For had I not discipline and trust, I would have run from the garden. But I knew discipline, and I knew trust, and I knew the Master. And I know the Master of you. So while you abide in this room, chatter away, give the hugs, do the communication as is necessary. But when you leave this room, try to keep the silence as much as is possible. And go in peace, beloved ones. So be it.